Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets.
That's in effect.
It's just the gang is us. He's too hot to touch. I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that on flame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, the form in 100 towns. I gotta stack up my shot that I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck are these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on the pasta. These niggas scared of me. Jason fucking the pasta. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off walkers. Nigga, rap like a GQ. Call that thing talker, nigga. Presidential rollie like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black Concords, just a flex. I'm poor, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. Look, I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Look, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio. We are taking control. J. Pavone, East Every City, come alive with Atlanta Times Radio, X360.
Who's tuning in on the stereo? Embodiment Underground, Hottest Radio.
the fact. Full the fact. Full circle.
I don't care if I'm lost at sea. I'd go anywhere as long as you're with me. I close my eyes so I can see you just one more time.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yeah, it's talking to me. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it makes me say these things. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it's talking to me. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it makes me say these things. So here I am, back at the bar, just trying to heal this broken heart. So hey barkeep, next round's on me. I need one more drink to help me fall asleep. Or maybe it's the liquor talking, talking to me. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it makes me say these things. Maybe it's the liquor talking. It's talking to me. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it makes me say these things. I always call you when I'm drunk. Does it mean that I'm in love with you? Yeah, you say I've had enough, but I could never get enough of you. So baby, don't hang up, cause you might be the one for me. And maybe this is love, or maybe I'm just lonely. Or maybe it's the liquor talking. It's talking to me. Maybe it's the liquor talking. Yeah, it makes me say these things. Maybe it's the liquor talking. It's talking to me.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. We are in the building, August the 5th, on a Thursday. It's not so hot. It's nice outside. It's not hot. Weather's fine. Humidity is kind of balanced out today. It's because we've been having some serious heat going on.
Oh, yeah, it's been hot, man. Check that mic on that MJ, Mondo J.
Mike check.
Embodiment Underground is in the building.
All right.
There you go.
I didn't even recognize he wasn't even coming through. Well, I'm sitting right at, sitting right with him. Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah, I
don't even need a mic. You can just cut it off. You know, my voice carry. You guys, you know, I have a very strong, powerful voice. You would think I got some vocals on me. You would think I could be, you know, somebody like some daggone Patti LaBelle.
I heard you the other day. Didn't you stop your toe?
Oh, you know, real funny. Yeah, I thought you was going to be on a serious note.
No, but you can, I think you can look
serious. You know,
I hear you playing around sometimes.
I get lucky, you know. Maybe if I can believe, I will achieve, right?
I think
you know,
good.
You say you can't, you won't. So, yeah. But, you know, I can do some opera now. You know, I used to do that back in the day in corporate America.
I mean, Keith Sweat singing. I mean.
Nah, if Keith, yeah, I think I can top Keith Sweat. Yeah, I'm sorry, Keith Sweat. I know
he got some good music though.
Yeah,
you know, his voice like,
yeah, the fans love you. I'm just neutral, okay? I ain't hating. I'm neutral. I got much love for him.
I know y'all seen the verses of Keith Sweat, Bobby Brown.
I'm missing out on something.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, but I be hearing about a lot of good verses. I'm like, yeah,
I heard about it.
Okay, all right.
They said he gave Bobby Brown a run for his money, but I think Bobby Brown pulled it out, didn't he?
But is Bobby Brown truly a vocalist? He's a performer more so.
I don't know. I seen Bobby Brown on some kind of award show not too long ago.
I think he was.
Man, like, he got down.
I get down. No, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. He got down as far as the entire performance, or is he truly? I mean, I'm not saying he can't carry a note. I'm not saying he can't sing. But is he truly a songbird? See, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, you saying is
Johnny
this,
Gill?
Right. You know, yeah.
Johnny
I mean, Gill. Yeah, or Miguel, Yeah, you know, some daggone Barry White. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, truly a vocal. I mean, he can hold a note. He's a singer for sure.
Well, you know, he got his own little groove, I guess. In
well, he has that stage presence. He knows how to work from one end to the other. He's high energy. He can sing, but not necessarily like, you know, just it make me just want to take my panties off and throw them on the stage.
Right, that's
Barry not that White. I do that anyway. Now y'all know. I'm being silly now because I don't roll like that. I just see the females doing that back in the Woodstock days. Okay, all right. So that's not who I am. And little hee ha ha. But I'm just saying he's a. I love Bobby Brown, but he doesn't just give me that. You know, he don't have that Prince. You know, get that high note or John Legend. I mean a vocalist. Oh, you know, I mean a songbird rather.
That's between him and Johnny Gill.
But when you say Prince though.
But see, Prince can do a little bit of everything. He can be a songbird. He can be a rocker. He can scream. He can get high. He can get low. You know, he can do it all.
Guitar.
He's the magic man.
Right. If you throw your pants on the stage with Prince on the stage, he's going to throw his back at you.
No, throw the high heels at him.
Purple pants at you.
Oh, yeah. He the only man who can wear, look, he the only one who can wear butt out pants. And high heels, and the women love him.
Yeah, I love Prince too.
Man. Yeah,
he got some serious lyrics.
Yeah.
I think he's the only guy that could be controversial about who, you know, because we don't know, but no one seems to be offended. Everyone accepts him as he is.
It'd be like, woo, panic.
Yeah, don't mess with Prince. And Prince, he's the man. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what about though? You know, who really can sing? Who surprises everybody? I think, and he don't get no credit for it. What Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx is oh now sure. That's now
Buddy,
he
Buddy can blow.
He no he can sing. Yeah. S-A-N-G, he can sing.
Man, he can do the Ray Charles verse, and he got his own style too.
But you know what? Yeah. I think a lot of times I think, you know, because he's multi-talented, I just don't think that his songs are they're not risque enough. If you ain't talking about a whole lot of sets and bumping and grinding and even in a nice song with the vocals, I just think.
Well, I think that, yeah, he got one with Chris Brown though, kind of out there though.
Yeah. And then maybe it's just wasn't meant for him to take off in that area as far as he has because he came out first as a comedian. And so when you kind of cross over to all those other towns, we only see him as, you know, Wanda, you know, we only see him as Wanda.
or
what's the show with on the hotel where they all worked in the hotel. So the note that he has vocals, because it was like a joke to me. I'm like, wait a minute, this man can sing.
He can blow.
So I don't think we take it serious because he's funny. And that could be it too. I think it's a little bit of everything. Because I noticed that most times, and I love the artists, I love you guys, but the ones that kind of keep it, you know, that gives you a thought-provoking moment, y'all know I do this on every show, and I do that for a reason, because that's my platform. My platform is to push as much thought-provoking music. And again, it could be hard, it could be intense, it could be aggressive, it can be loving. And I think that's where the issue is. I think people think when you say, you know, I want clean music or I want lyrically conscious music, I get this a lot, but it's some cursing on them. I'm like, no, just because you're expressing yourself with a certain lingo, it doesn't mean that it's not lyrically thought-provoking or conscious. It just simply means that, okay, you're using some aggressive terminology, but is it a message? And the message doesn't have to be like Halo and Wings. It could be something that can be oh my gosh, it could be this detrimental, but you're giving a message. It could be right. An experience, but not just always about sets and bumping and grinding and you can do that too if you're talking about making some love. You know, I mean, because, you know, back in the day, now that I listen to the music and I listen to the lyrics, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know they were saying that. You know, but you had to really listen carefully to the lyrics and read between the lines. Now it's just out there.
Right.
You know, it's like the whopping, you know, I mean, how graphic can you get?
Well, I got some. Megan Thee Stallion singing something, man.
What I don't even want to talk about Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sorry.
Hey, but back on Bobby Brown, though, I got to give my hats off Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown, I'm a fan of
you. Oh,
yours.
No, I am too.
My prerogative was my thing.
My,
you know,
prerogative.
That was the group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm,
he's a bad boy.
Hey.
Bad man.
Hey, you know, then he can dance with that thing. You know,
he works the crowd.
Break it down.
He works the crowd. He works the band. He works the stage. No, I'm actually a fan of Bobby Brown. I'm saying he's just not a songbird. That's all I'm saying.
What about Mary J?
Mary J. Mary J. carries a note, but one note only. Every once in a while, when she gets a little rain, she drives me crazy with her voice. I mean, and the word, she's a legend from what I hear.
Yep.
And you know, she got that little one step that she be making on the stage, and it works. You know, with the thigh high boots. You know, she's working it. But I'm not a fan of Mary J. Blige. I mean, but I can tolerate her, but not for too long. I mean, it's just that. Her range is not enough for me. I
in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you think, Mondo? Mondo kind of.
She's not like Toni Braxton, Denise Williams, who's the other one? No, Anita Baker.
Yeah. You know, Anita Baker was a bad woman too. Like, or maybe still is. Yeah.
Mariah Carey, especially.
Oh, yeah. Now that's range.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Jill Scott in there.
Jill Scott, a bad girl.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And your girl, girl who's on the YouTube thing.
Who? Jaguar.
Jaguar.
One with all the controversy who just came. I wonder what happened to her, because she was spilling the beans on the whole entertainment world just not recently ago. Oh no, yeah, she's a bad girl. I think she outsings But no, what's the name we just said?
Jill.
No, the one got the little one step and then little
Mary J.
Mary J. Yeah. You know. I mean, you know, she's soulful, but it's, and that's not for me. I mean, I don't dislike her, but I'm not a fan. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta listen to some Mary J.
So you can't name a song she sang.
Nah. I can do that step though.
Can you name a Mary J. song, Mondo?
Like, I mean, I didn't say like blow, but she killed my life.
My life, okay.
My life.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, I mean,
I think that's a one with that. It's got like a little rap to it, though.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? One with Mary, Method Man.
Okay.
Now I can listen to her if she's on her hip hop rap song.
Yeah.
But not just some straight vocals. I can't do it. I can't. I just can't. You know. But shout out to Mary J. Blige. She's a legend, and the world and the world loves her. And you know, and for that, I love her too. I mean, to each his own. You know, one might say, "Well, Maureen, you talk too loud on the radio." I love you, but I gotta turn the daggone. I gotta cut the app off because you're just too loud. You know, and that happens. You can win some, you lose some. It doesn't mean you're not. You know, it just, you can't please everyone. And I'm just not a fan. You know,
I'm not
to where as I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna listen to her. You know, I vibe with her. I'll get up there and dance too, and get them thigh high boots on and do the little step with her. You know, I don't think I can keep up with her because that's her move. She created that move.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to all the artists, by the way, that are out there. And you know, we're just critiquing, as we're all critiqued. You know what I'm saying? And so it just only makes us better. And then people always say you're hating. I got a problem with that word. You know, I think, you know,
you got confused with hating and your opinion. It's a major difference.
Yeah. And why do you think, and why do people get so full of themselves that they think that someone's hating on you? I'm like, I mean, why? I mean, what does that mean? I just never understood that terminology. I hear people say that all the time, you know, let your haters be. I'm like, what makes you think people are hating you? Just because they're not vibing you, or, you know, they're not, you know, clout chasing. It doesn't mean that your energy and your vibe just it doesn't match, you know?
For real though. Like,
what about Alicia Keys though?
I love Alicia Keys.
Boy, that's,
my girl right there.
And the Beehive.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I love Beyonce. I love her voice. She gives, you know what? I've never been to one of her concerts, but it's unequivocally, without a doubt, that you get your money's worth when it comes to performances. Not only is it the performance, it's the stage setup, it's everything on how they present it. And I believe she and Jay-Z together, it's like a nuclear weapon.
Right.
As far as, yeah. Now, I get a lot of people that talks about her vocals. I don't get it. I think she has range, and it seems like her voice gets, her voice is stronger even as she gets older. It just seems to get better as like she's like fine wine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I have other thoughts about some of the celebrities and things as far as social issues, but as far as an entertainer, I'm down. I'm ten toes down.
She can sing. Sold out. Yeah.
I'm just somebody who can sing.
Yeah. I'm ten toes down. Yeah. I had to kind of catch myself so I can kind of stick to the subject at hand, subject matter at hand.
So we ain't gonna say Whitney Houston.
Oh man, come on now. You know, Whitney.
R.I.P.
Herb,
I forgot about it.
Rest in peace.
Oh, Whitney somewhere singing, not singing. Whitney ain't even, she ain't resting in peace. She's somewhere showing out in the heavens, moving heavens and the earth. Okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
We're about, now this is an old school. I know you might not know about this one. We're about Diana Ross.
Ah, I can't do Diana Ross.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
I can't do Diana. I'm sorry.
Okay, but right now, who rocking right now? Mondo, you got Summer.
I like
Summer,
her.
You like Summer?
I like her.
Okay. And what about Ellie Mae?
You said who?
Ellie Mae. Now she got some stuff.
Yeah, she has some good.
Ellie Mae, rocking out there.
Yeah, she's really good too.
Okay. Her is, she the bomb. I gotta give it to her.
Okay, but now we're just talking about female vocals just because some of them you still can't put in the same category.
Right.
Okay, because we don't went from Beyonce to some dag. Now, when you just said Whitney Houston, we just need to exclude everybody on the list. Just go ahead and put them in the closet.
Okay.
Because Whitney stands alone. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got two more. We got Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah.
She can sing.
No, yeah. She's a songbird.
And what's the surprising one to me is I'm looking at a list here too. Tiana Taylor.
Tiana Taylor is multi-talented. She has vocals. She's known to be a spectacular dancer and choreographer. I mean, that's what made her popular. I think she did the video for Kanye West. She has a really big personality. She knows how to engage the audience, but I wouldn't say a songbird.
Okay.
But, we're going to shut it down because once you brought Whitney Houston up, we just have to sit everybody down.
That was a
crown. Yeah, I mean, they all powerhouses in their own way. But Whitney.
Honorable mention.
Kiki White,
okay.
But, yeah, I don't. She's gospel, right?
Oh.
Is she more gospel?
I think she is.
Yeah, I understand she does have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I just don't listen to a lot of gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get tired of, I can't do the gospel because it just makes you feel convicted and you scream, holler, and cry. It takes me out. It puts me in a low vibration.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like, I remember just sitting in church and you feel like the pastor talking to you. It's not like I'm in denial of my, my transgressions, but I don't want to be, let's just talk about it. And you leave out there and you crying and you can't breathe and you, how when you're a little kid, a little bottom lip go in and out because you're crying so hard. I need something to make me, lift me up and high vibrations, not just like, my mom and dad about to grab the belt and put it on my rear end. I only got one spanking in my whole life, so. I guess maybe I don't like being reprimanded. I don't know. Or maybe I was real sneaky. It could be both. Yeah.
So you was good at it.
I was good at it. I was a mastermind. But look, you guys, that was an unexpected topic that we had, but that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk about starting the show. I have a few announcements, and I'll try to get that in before because we're almost at the bottom of the hour. That starting off the show as the intro, we have Just Junior and Mondo J. Malone, our very own co-host, you guys. We haven't been here at the station for a while. We've been just kind of running it straight. How has it been? How's it going for you? How was Las Vegas? That's the question I need to ask you.
Oh, man, Vegas was lit. Yeah.
You had a blast?
Yeah, I needed that.
Okay, I see you out there working.
Oh, yeah, that too. Came close, but showcase got canceled at the last minute.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you about these showcases. And y'all know I can be a Debbie Downer with these showcases, but these showcases, once upon a time, it was like the hottest thing since cheese toast. And they used to start at, what's the place that Mr. Flamboyant used to always go to? Center Stage. So when it was like rocking at those certain locations, that's when it was, you know, it was kind of hot. But you got a lot of people out there that's really, really, you know, every entertainment industry is vast. It's a big industry, and everybody and their mom wants to get in on it. Those who don't need to be in it, and then you got those and those who we need to be in it. But a lot of people, they're just out there trying to get a dollar off of these independent artists. And I even know that the term showcase to me is like I don't even refer to it as that. It's just been so tainted. It's utterly ridiculous. And I'm going to state this again, and I stand by this. I don't care if 90% of the world disagree with me. It's how much I stand by this. I do not believe that an artist should come out of their pocket to pay to perform. That is utterly ridiculous. It's pathetic, because if you take it all the way back, and I know it's a new day, a new age, and they say it's old smoky fogies, we need to get with the program. I've done that, but I can't 100% get with the program. Okay, because we bring something to the table too. Now, our foremothers and forefathers, I mean, just as close as our parents, our grandparents who were entertainers, that's how they fed their family. They would have a job Friday night, Saturday, and even during the weekday, they would have a little spot that they would go perform every night. They would have a gig. They called them gigs, and they would get paid. They would get paid to help supplement that income. Some people, that's all they did. It was a hustle. And so to have an event and charge people, making money with the people that's coming in, and then charge the artists, I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it again, you guys. It's bullshit. Just coming out your pocket to perform is ridiculous. Unless you got some special moment. I mean, something that's really mind-blowing and you don't mind saying, okay, you know, I really don't like this concept, but this may give me that chance of being in front of whatever it is you're trying to be in front of. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we'll touch down more on that, because I'm getting cue for the sound engineer. We're at the bottom of the hour. We talked about the intro song. Following that was Liquor Talking, and that's Andrew Young. He has nice. He has vocals. Oh, yeah. I like his voice. I can listen to him. And as a matter of fact, you guys stay locked in, because he's going to be joining us in a matter of a few minutes.
Great.
Okay. So stay locked in, you guys. We have an amazing guest interview, Andrew Young. If you're just locking in and you didn't hear that track, we will be podcasting this show. Takes about 24 hours, and you guys can go. We're all over. You can go anywhere from Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. My gosh. Podbean. What? YouTube. Oh, shoot. Apple. It's now not iTunes. They changed it.
Apple Music.
Oh my! What? Anchor. We're all over the place. So you guys have an opportunity to listen to the entire show. But for now, we're gonna go ahead and take a real quick music break until we get our call in. What time is it? We're at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So as soon as we get Andrew calling in, we're gonna rock and roll. We got some questions for this amazing pop artist. Okay. So who do we got coming up, Mundo?
Banal.
Wild
and Free.
Yeah. That's Afro Pop.
Oh, okay.
That's a little bit of Afro Pop. We got a lot of we have a really big following, particularly in Nigeria, and they're gonna be sending over a lot of Afro Pop, and these are some talented artists.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Oh yeah. I mean listen to the arrangement of the music. I mean, just the whole compilation of it all is like amazing. So you guys take heed. Let's listen to the music. And you know, and they talk a little stuff, you know, a little stuff, but it's not cringing. It's not disrespectful to our children that are listening, and as a woman, certain things I get offended by. Okay, so let's just roll it. Let's let the listeners judge for themselves. You guys, you're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
I just wanna be high. I just wanna make love.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Like I don't give a fuck. fuck. I don't want my fear to crumble me before I'm gone. I wanna have a me time, time, time. I wanna leave every second like it's my last. Whoa. What's life without some adventure? Skydiving now, I just wanna be free. Cause it's all about me. Yeah, get drunk, forget about detractors. Pop pills, get lit, be wild, I'm so free. Cause it's all about a dream. I just wanna be high, I just wanna make love. I don't wanna think about my troubles anymore. I just wanna leave life like I don't give a fuck. I don't want my fear to crumble me before I'm gone. Many things on my bucket list. Privacy's on the beach while I'm smoking weed. Or have a balloon straight to the moon. Take a long vacation to the beautiful Maldives. I climb on the back of an elephant. Pop champagne on the yacht. Way back point in the surf. To the beautiful days of my life. I wanna have a me time, time, time. I wanna leave every second like it's my last. I just wanna be. I just wanna make love. I don't wanna think about my troubles anymore. I just wanna leave life like I don't give a fuck. I don't want my fear to crumble me before I'm gone. I just wanna be high. I just wanna make love. I don't wanna think about my troubles anymore. I just wanna leave life like I don't give a fuck.
Underground Radio with.
All right, you guys, that was Back Up. Mundo, what you think about that vibe? Yeah, that's straight out of Nigeria, you guys. That's Banel, and that's Wild and Free. And he was talking some stuff.
He was.
But it's fine. It's like party music, right? You know, we can get turned up and still kind of. You know, we don't have to be scoundrels, right? Right. You know, and I'm speaking out. I am a particular age. I've been holding it in all my life. Scoundrels. I'm not leaving out. Yeah. I mean, we living in times everybody's speaking their mind, right?
Yep.
So, as long as we do it with a little class and a little taste. So, you know, shout out to Banel and Hycon Rays. Thank you for connecting us to your dear friend. And we have more of that. You guys, that's Afro pop music. And I like that vibe. I really, really do. And nice vocals, you know. And so, and speaking of vocals, we just had this conversation at the beginning of the show. Look, we got a vocalist hanging on right now. You know, and if you, again, are just locking in, make sure you get a copy of this show so you can check out Andrew Young. Speaking of Andrew Young, he's on the phone as we speak, and I'm super excited. You know, I like my pop music. I like it. It just does something to me. Yeah. You know, Andrew, are you there and can you hear us? Because you know we're talking about you.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yes. Thank you for taking the time out to join us. I'm really super excited. I like that track, Liquor Talking. Did I say that right? I'm trying not to enunciate too much because I want to say Liquor Talking. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But look, I love your vocals. I don't know how long you've been listening, but we do sometimes a little bit of critiquing and. You know, we talk about a vocalist versus someone who can hold a note, and you're truly a vocalist. And, you know, I kind of looked at your Instagram page and checked out a few things, and you seem to be really consistent with your talent. And so we're just super elated to have you. Yeah, yeah. We're super excited.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, Andrew, you're out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess you may say, is that a question? Are you telling me, Maureen? I told you I'm from Minnesota. I'm the one who sent the bio. Yeah, I mean, you straight out of Prince.
What part of Minnesota is that?
Yeah. You know, Prince is a huge, you know, huge Minnesota legend.
Yeah, mint condition. I mean, that's like where a lot of talented artists come out. Yeah, yeah.
Now, definitely.
Now, are you a fan of Prince? I mean, I that may be a dumb question. You know, I haven't heard not one person say
who isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Yeah, yeah. Now, got a few questions. Now, I went over your bio, and I don't script my interviews. I just like to talk to you like we're sitting on the couch eating popcorn, getting ready to watch a movie or something, all right? Now, it's my understanding you started young. You started out playing the piano. Is that correct?
Yep.
How did that work out? How did you go from, now, maybe I need to ask, are you still, you know, into the piano, but how did you go from piano to being a pop singer?
Well, you know, it's quite the journey, and almost like I fell into it. So when I was young, I started playing the piano just for fun. I wanted to learn all the songs of like all the TV shows and video games I was playing. And I would just learn them on the piano. And then as I got older, I started making beats on like these little keyboards and stuff. And then as I grew into that, I started producing local artists. So I was producing a lot of local artists around here for a long time. Okay. And I had a couple things, like my first artist was Minnesota Fats, and me and him worked together a long time. Ended up working with Snoop Dogg and Waka Flocka. He taught me a bunch of game, so I learned a lot. And then I wanted to, you know, do more sing-songy type records, but I didn't really know any artists that was on that. So I just kind of decided to just, you know, do it myself.
Wow. I mean, you made some really profound connections there. I mean, truly. You know, what was your experience? Because I'm a Snoop Dogg fan. What was your experience with Snoop Dogg? You know, I think we saw him about 3 years ago in concert.
Right.
Yeah. How is it? Because he is such a hoot. I mean, he just seems like he just get turned up and just keep you engaged at all times.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the coolest people I've gotten to meet over the years, you know. Super cool, you know. Even though he's like a superstar, you know, he's just really down to earth, you know. We were just hanging out in the studio, talking to me like a regular person.
Wow.
He used to call me Andy Bomb and Beats because I'd always bring him some goodies and a CD full of beats.
Oh,
every
wow.
time I saw him.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I like that. Now, I see here in your bio, you mentioned, and I know you said you kind of fell into it, and that typically happens when you're on your journey. You know, it doesn't always work out the way we plan it. You know, the universe just seems to take us where, you know, where we need to be. And so I don't find that surprising, because you hear that a lot with a lot of artists, or just really a lot of people when it comes to their career endeavors. But now I see here you talk about you had some hardships behind the scenes, and are those hardships because you're Native American, and I my father's Native American, so you know, I told Tavia Agency, I said that's gonna be my tribe right there who I'm talking to, you know, so I get excited with that as well. What were some of your hardships? Was it because of being Native American, or Kind of share something with us when it comes to your hardship, what you're willing to share with us, okay?
Aside from, like, you know, being teased in school a little bit about being Native, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, hardships directly associated with being a Native American. The hardships, you know, that I deal with, just, you know, like, when I first got started out, like, you know, you're nobody till you're somebody, right? And I was working with people, and you know, I've actually been pretty blessed. I haven't had too many hardships, actually. But one of my first artists I was ever working with ended up getting murdered in a home invasion.
Oh, no.
And that was devastating. Absolutely devastating. You know, and it was really heartbreaking because I just really liked him. He was such a great guy and just so unfair. And then after that, you know, I just, you know, kept grinding in the music. Kept working, you know, had, like I said, this ground, went on tour a few times with Fats, and we had some success. And then when I finally started breaking off into the pop stuff, I finally had like a record that I thought was going to go last year. So it was doing really well, 700,000 views on YouTube, which is a lot for me at the time. Mm-hmm. And then our local radio was supporting it. Like, they were playing it on rotation for like 6 weeks. That was really exciting. But then COVID hit and it shut everything down because I had all these shows booked. I was going to try and do a little tour and stuff. And then COVID hit, shut everything down. So wow. Then I was devastated.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I mean, I understood, like, you know, what was happening and the risk. It was just like kind of that feeling of like, I finally have my shot. And it was completely dashed.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. That's a hard one there, really.
Yeah. Now, and fast forward through that, because, you know, there's another, I have my opinions about what's going on, so I won't get too verbal on it. You know, I like to kind of remain neutral for the mere reason that there's a lot of experiences that are going on.
A lot of passion on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. And but there's a lot of emotions that are out there, and sometimes the emotions can get a. You know, I saw where you had stated that. You know, you're willing to talk about what is happening, and even if it means, you know, being criticized. But there's a lot of emotions, and sometimes the emotions run rampant. So I try to. You know, whatever my take is, and whatever, if there's not in agreement with the other person or persons, I just really believe that we can express ourselves and still continue to have compassion for one another. You know, because we all process Absolutely. Things differently. We all have different experiences. We all have certain belief systems. We, you know, perspectives, and all of that goes into play. Now, you know, feeling like COVID just kind of shut things down, and I think. You speak for a vast amount of people now, and I also see, as a radio personality and being in media broadcasting, I've come across a lot of artists, and particularly some of the one, you know, old schoolers or veterans in the game. They seem to be just, you know, I mean, they're like just 10 toes in, and they're just going hard and just pushing it. Now, are you still at that point? Because now this is Liquor Talking, that's one of your recent singles that just came out, is that correct?
Yeah, it's my newest one.
Okay, and you know what, and that's a banger. That's a banger. Now, when you were making that track, were you still in that moment as, you know what, this COVID just kind of getting in my way, you know, and my chance is almost destroyed? And you couldn't be thinking that because you're still making a track.
You know, not really. Like, I never felt like COVID was getting in my way. I just felt like it was more just unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, I'm compassionate to the understanding that, you know, like, it's dangerous and people are losing people.
Yeah.
And you don't want to come off as like you don't care about people, because that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just unfortunate, like, when you're on your rise and, like, these setbacks keep happening.
Yeah.
But you just persevere. You know, I took it in stride, you know.
There you go.
I understood what was going on, and I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the vaccine came out, I got the vaccine because I knew I was going to be doing these festivals, because I DJ too. To other people and all types of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm just hitting these festivals. So I went and got the vaccine, and now we have this second surge, you know, looking like it's happening. So it's just kind of like, and this time I understand that, like, you know, the vaccine's out there, we can all get the vaccine now.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first wave came, I was completely understanding. I took it more serious than most people I knew at first, you know?
Right.
So I don't feel like I was in that headspace.
Okay.
I was just trying to make like a hit song. When I played the piano, those first piano notes, I was just like, ooh, I got something.
Yeah.
And then Liquor Talking just felt like really, you know, really relatable. And then, like, you know, especially during this time when it feels like so many of us are struggling just to make it, I just feel like, you know, a lot of us are kind of falling back maybe on our vices a little bit.
Right.
And it was just, you know, it was just the concept of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a real good song. The concept is, like I said, it's really tight, and it is relatable. I mean, because, yeah, people are out there drinking, man. They, like, they're cutting up.
No, but I think, he's talking about, now, you're not speaking about Liquor Talking. I think it was another song you're speaking of, another song that had came out that the local radio station was playing. Is that what you're speaking about, Andrew?
Yeah, that one was called Yes, that one was last year, and it was called Sugar Baby.
Yeah.
Sugar Baby.
That's the track he's talking about. Yeah, because he had the piano in it.
Okay.
Yeah, he put his foot in it. You know what I mean?
Well, that Look at Talking is cool concept, too.
Yeah, he came back with a vengeance.
Yeah. Well, you know, winners win no matter what. It's kind of how I feel.
Is that, there you go. That's exactly. And you know what? It's
and whatever... You know, nothing can stop me is how I feel.
That's right. I don't think anything could stop you if it wanted to, because you're very talented. You really, really are. And we're vibing your music. We got to check out the track he was just.
Sugar Baby.
Yeah, we got to check that out. Okay?
Yeah, and that's more hip hop. More like a hip hop song.
Okay. All right.
I got to ask you though, on that Waka Flocka deal, how was that, man? Dealing with Waka Flocka Flame.
Oh yeah, I love Waka Flocka. That guy was awesome.
Did you get a chance to meet Deb?
Did I have a chance to what?
Meet Deb, his mother. Deb, they call her, I think it's Debbie, Acne. But they call her,
Deb. I ran into a couple of times, but no, like, serious conversations, just, like, you know, like, kind of just in passing.
Okay.
You know, like, we were at, like a music convention, and his mom was there, and, you know, I think, like, my team, you know, we, like, said hi to her. I think that's about it.
Okay.
She was busy doing what she was doing. You know what I mean? She, you know, because she does a lot of management, right? Right.
Yes. Yeah. I know she's very particular. Mm-hmm. She doesn't take anyone and everybody.
Right.
So she's know that for a fact. Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't really approach her like that. You know, we got our own stuff going as well. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just cool running. But she seemed really nice.
Okay. Awesome. Now, I also you had mentioned... I want to go back to the being that Native American again. You know, my family are Native Americans also, and you had stated that there's there's a big gap between the population and the amount of Native singers, and so that's good. You know that you're coming out, and I'm sure there's others. And so let me ask you, with that being said, who do you think is your biggest following, as far as, just different groups of people. I mean, who would you say caters, who listens to you the most, or do you even know that as far as looking at your numbers, your statistics?
It just seems like it's relatively diverse. Like, there's people from all over the country, you know, a lot of people in Los Angeles, a lot of people in, I think, Atlanta, people in New York, a lot of people here locally. I don't know their races. I assume it's relatively diverse.
Yeah, which is, I think, is good. I think that's I think that's amazing, because you don't want to limit yourself. Well, I don't even think music even limits itself, because you know it's freedom of expression and it's art.
Right,
you
it's
know,
art,
yeah,
it's music.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And you know, and speaking, and this is what I say to a lot of the artists that we've had the honor. And it's always an honor to speak to the artists. I just salute you guys. And without the artists such as yourself and all the other talented ones out there, you guys are the ones that bring that happiness to us. You guys give us good vibes and energy. And this is, I think these are the times where we need you guys the most, you know, because this is the first time, I think, in history that everyone is going through something. Everyone is going through something. And so we need you guys the most. And what I like about this, and I'm going to try to say this, Andrew, without being too long-winded, because I want to get your opinion about this. This is the time when you said it's diverse. This is the time where you're probably being heard more than ever, because we resulted to the platform to whether you're an independent artist or a mainstream artist, everyone has the same platform, basically. And of course, concerts were starting to open back up. And so you're able to be heard across the world. And that's what our radio station stands for, @360. You know, we're global independent station, full circle, and we're trending in 80 something plus countries. So this is the moment, I think, that you guys can make even more magic. And now that we're living in times where social media is like credit, you know, everything's based on numbers and numbers and numbers, and that's what gives you. So I think this is really, I know it sounds crazy to some, but I think a lot of people would agree this is a time that this is perfect timing to blow up, whether you're independent or mainstream. What are your thoughts about that? I'd like to kind of see what you think about that.
Well, you know, it did definitely thin the herd a bit. I feel like the people that weren't really in it gave up. So I think some of the competition got taken care of.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But again, it is tough. And like, you know, when you say we need musicians the most and like, you know, you bring joy, it's like, I think it's a mutual beneficial situation because we feed off of you. We feed off the love. And that keeps us going. When we know that people are really locking with us, that's what keeps us going.
I agree.
So there's that. And then the best time to blow up. Yeah, I think if you blow up now, I think it just shows perseverance because the odds are against us.
Yeah. I can understand.
There's so many things trying to hold us back.
Yeah.
And if we can still find our way, then that just, I think it's a real test of character.
There you go. I think that is well said. It's a test of character. Yeah. And it's all about, you know, being that co-creator. And, I always say this, I don't know, because sometimes it could be taken in a negative, you know, the strongest will survive. And what I mean by that, you know, I would say the mentally strongest will survive.
Because I'm a small person, but I have the heart.
I know. Me too,
it's
Andrew. Like, what are you trying to say?
Like,
we can't survive because we're little, but we got a big mind, Andrew. What about that?
Yeah, yes. It's not, what do they say? It's not about the size of the dog.
That's it.
The size of the fight in the dog.
I love it.
Yeah, you know the old saying.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's why I feel like I've had the success that I've had, because I work harder than anybody. I have more talent. You know what I mean? And I care. Because it's like, I said earlier, like, nothing can stop me. I was born to do this. I've been doing it since I was a little kid, and I've done nothing but grow. And I've supported my scene. I've supported my city. Every hot artist, or not every, but a lot of the hot artists out of my city at some point come through me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Because it's just, you put the, you know, you, it's all about teamwork.
Right.
You got to support each other.
Your name is out there. It's out there. And not even that, you got 3.3 million views on Vevo. So, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, that's big. That's really big.
I was ecstatic. And then they played it on MTV Live in full rotation. I couldn't believe it.
You know what, Andrew? You on your way. I think you in the eye of the tornado right now. You know? I really do. I mean, I'm excited. You guys excited? We're going to be following you, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to listen to that track over and over.
Awesome.
Man.
And I'm going to be on tour with Echo Music. I leave. Our first show is in Columbus, Ohio. You know, let me check real quick. One second.
That's,
I want to see if I come through Atlanta. I don't know if I do. I'm not coming through Atlanta.
Don't let us find out you don't came through Atlanta and we didn't see you. Now we gonna come up there to Minnesota looking for you.
If I come through Atlanta, I'm calling in.
Okay,
I'm calling in to you guys.
There you go.
Don't let
me see you in Atlanta on Instagram. I'm like, what's up, Andrew? What happened? When you didn't give us a call?
Yeah. Next time though, like, I'm gonna make sure I come through Atlanta.
Sounds good.
This tour just like. Opportunity came up. I said, heck yeah.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Echo Music. He's fire. He just dropped his project. I'm going to be touring with him. He's dope. So if you're in any city where Echo Music's going to be coming, come see me as well.
That's cool.
Love it. Love it.
Man, that's
now,
cool.
Any more projects, you know, in addition to your touring, you have anything else coming up that the listeners need to be privy to?
Oh, well, you know, it's coming out. Like, I just shot my new music video.
Okay.
I'm going to be dropping my new single. It's going to be called Rodeo, and I'm going to drop that. It's looking like September 1st.
Okay.
Hey, that's right around the corner.
And
it's going to
be epic. Everything I do, I overdo.
There you go. Yeah. We like it. We like that. I like that. Well, you know what? I like your energy. I like your passion, and your music speaks for itself. You know, we don't even need to go into that. Yeah. And so we're going to follow you. We're going to be now with Liquor Talking. If you don't mind, we can throw that in rotation. We already got it heated up. I just want to make sure you're good with it. We'll love to spin your music and keep it in rotation and, you know, get some views.
It'd be an honor. I'd be thrilled.
Okay. And what we'll do actually is... when it plays on the station, you'll get it'll show on your Twitter, but we got shut down on Twitter. We in Twitter jail right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Oh,
he asked
no.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what happened. I'm a Tech 9 fan, and that was yesterday. Yeah. And when his song played, the song is called Just Die, D-I-E. Right. And so that was kind of graphic, though. And that sounds like really ugly, Just Die. Mm-hmm. And it shows up. So I had to kind of change it. I just put Just and I put D with the symbols on there. So it was, you know.
It got caught.
Yeah, I can understand why that got caught. Yeah.
I feel like the algorithms be a little too sensitive sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they flag things. He's like, why was that even flagged? Like, I've made, like, TikToks that were completely chill. And then they get pulled, and you'd be like, why?
I know.
I don't even know for the life of me what reason there could possibly be.
Yeah. I'm like, what did we do? You know, so we in jail.
Because they're so unclear with their terms and agreements.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I don't know. It still could, you know, because I went to we have several Twitter pages. You can still see. I think the last time we can see the songs in rotation, it was a few days ago. So we're in prison for about 7 days, Andrew. But we're gonna stick you in rotation, and we'll continue to play it in rotation as long as, you know, the fans are vibing it. We'll just keep it in there for you, and you'll see us running that bad boy into the ground. And any other songs that you need to have played, let us know. Feel free to send it in to us, okay?
Check out Sugar Baby. A lot of people love that one.
Okay.
All right. We'll do it.
Sugar Baby was going.
Yeah. Real quickly, Andrew, I don't want to let you go, but I know we're at the top of the hour. Before we go, I want you to let the listeners know how they can find you.
Okay. So you can find me on YouTube. Just type in Andrew Thomas Music. That should pop right up. Follow me on Instagram at I Am Andrew Thomas. You can find my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/IamAndrewThomas. I got a TikTok at RealAndrewThomas. So just follow me on any of those, and you'll stay up to date on everything I'm doing.
Amazing.
That's what's up.
All right. Well, Andrew, it has been an honor, a pleasure, and we hope to speak very soon as you're passing through the ATL. And you don't have to be in the ATL. Even after that, you can hit us up anytime you want to. You know, once we interview you, you're fam. You stuck with us, okay?
All right. Oh. Well, I don't mind.
Okay. I like that. All right, Andrew. Well, look, you enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we will be in contact soon. Thank you again.
All right, Andrew.
Of course, and thank you. Man.
All right.
And keep making them bumming beats, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bye.
All right.
All right, you guys. That was Andrew Thomas. And he's on the roll. He's on the roll. I like his attitude about his craft, you know. And he's manifesting. He has that passion. He has that drive. And he is not. He's pushing it. He's pushing it through. Yeah,
he ain't playing around.
He is not playing.
He got a heck of a start and got a nice track record.
Oh yeah,
man.
Oh yeah, really good collaborations.
Okay. He got some stuff on the way to the top. Yeah, so most people get at the top.
He already, he's there.
Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys, make sure you follow again, Andrew Thomas. You can go to all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I don't know if you can find us on Twitter right now. You still can. I think we just got it. We have certain capabilities that's been limited.
Oh, okay.
We can't tweet, can't post, we can't do nothing. You know, I mean, that's a harsh sentence.
Okay.
That's very harsh.
Twitter jail.
Yeah, Twitter jail. It's our second time being in Twitter jail now.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about
that. I think
the
that makes
time.
Us legitimate, though.
Huh?
That makes us legit.
Yeah, we in the midst now. Yeah, we one of the bad guys. Now let me stop. But yeah, you guys, make sure you follow him at I Am Andrew Thomas. And again, check out the entire show. And you'll be able to check out his song at the beginning of this particular episode here. And just go to all our platforms. Just simply go to Embodiment Underground Radio and click the link in the bio. But for now, I'm getting signals from the sound engineer. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to go ahead and close this thing out. You've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. And we're going to close this thing out. Who do we come up? Who do we have that's going to close out the show?
We got Hi-Con
Raze. Yeah, now,
oh, yeah.
Now
nice
real
track.
Quickly, I know we're over. Hi-Con has been riding with us ever since 2015. He's from Nigeria, very talented artist. He has vocals. and he's just a simply amazing artist. So you guys, make sure you follow Raycon Rayz. That's R-A-Y-Z. I think he just changed the spelling, and if not, R-A-Y-S, but I think he changed the S to a Z.
Okay.
Yeah, so follow him, and we hope to interview them really, really soon. We just kind of got to get on the same schedule as far as timing. Okay. So I think they're like 6 hours, 7 hours
right.
difference from what we are. Hey, so,
just,
yeah.
Just set it up.
Because they put in the request for interview, we're going to set up and make this thing happen.
That'll be
all
fun.
Right? So, look, you guys, thank you for listening in. You've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Guest, and you can find me on all social media.
It's my new J Malone. You Google me or find me on all social media and music platforms as well.
Hey, this is your boy, the engineering on these tracks, man, and spinning a little bit of these records, man. You can find me on Instagram. I'm at Silky Silk. Holla at me.
All right, you guys. This is the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
Embodiment Underground Radio.
Walking all through the street.
Keep it.
Walking all through the street.
Keep
it. All through the street.
Keep it on lock.
It's X in a fact.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Other anything put it in some is I yell our jam on leave stories. We they spend the plenty money. But the guys just shot cuddy. And a high seat on day that they will living large right now. We living large right now. Chilling way they boomies. Chilling way they shorties. Everybody can day journey. Like say tomorrow no day. She jeje Raye gba jeje. She jeje she jeje To a fe shayi pe rora shi. Oh my guys was up. Baby you can come. To my time can come. Raye pon go to my shi.
Oh my guys was up. Exclusive.
Baby you can come. To my time can come. What's up? All my guys, what's up? What's up? All my guys, what's up? 6 in the morning, we done daddy party. 7 in the midnight, we still daddy party. We been living our life like no tomorrow. And carry all the while we know the sorrow. I'm on to a she did it. She will ye put it, Jaye. I'll go my Jaye, I want to Jaye Lano, I want to go on Tila.
Yep,
she did, she did, Raye gba jeje. Jeje jeje je oh yeah. To ba fe shaye pe rora shi. Oh my guys was up. Baby you can come. To my time can come. Raye pogo to ma shi. Oh my guys was up. Baby you can come. To my time can come. Raye pogo to ma shi. What's up? All my guys, what's up? What's up? All my guys, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? My yo, my shit, yeah. What's up? I go be shit, baby. Yeah, I'm rich, yeah. I'm rich, baby. Did you rich, yeah, yeah. Try it, baby.
All through the street.
Keep it.
Walking all through the street.
Keep it on lock.
It's X in effect.
Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo,
Let's do it.
You're rock. Let's do it. You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Going on, fam. It's Bars That Move, the Fly Mind Poets, aka the Rebel Spitter. Hey, man, you tuning in to the X360 FM radio? Hey, man, listen to the wave. Tune in, just like that.
That's in effect.